Chazor is a connection of Chazor Shag, and we're going to be Zor, Daphne Gimel. Zog the next mission, how's it going to be about the Zor? If he cuts off the tip of its ear, or its nose, or its finger, or if he dents it without actually cutting off anything, it becomes bottle. If he spits in front of it, or urinates in front of it, or drags it in through the mud, or through excrement at it, it does not become bottle. If he sold it or gave it to a creditor as a mashkin, so Rebbe says it becomes bottle, the Chum say it does not become bottle. Fractnum, in the case of denting it without cutting anything off, how has he made it bottle? So Rebbe Zera said, the mission is discussing where he dented its face and thereby rid it of its form. Fractnum, how do we know that spitting, urinating, etc. doesn't make it bottle? So Chizkiya learns from a pasuk that a guy only does this temporarily, but ultimately returns to serving his avodah zarah. Mishnah said, Mochra oy mashkino, so Rebbe Yomi Bittel v'chulu, Ze'imi the name of Rebbe Yochanan and Rebbe Yomi Bar Abba the name of Rav argue. One says, Machlokes in the Mishnah is only when it's sold or given as a mashkin to a non-Jewish smelter. But if it was sold or given to a Jewish smelter, everyone would agree that it becomes bottle. The other holds, Machlokes is only when it's given to a Jewish smelter. In fact, according to the second opinion, does this mean that the Machlokes is only when it's given to a Yid, but if it was given to a guy, everyone would agree it's not bottle? Or does it mean that the Machlokes is whether he gives it to a Yid or to a guy? As Mar Brisa says, the Rebbe says, my view that the Avodah Zarah becomes bottle seems to be correct when he sold it to be destroyed, and so therefore it's going to be bottle. And the view of my colleagues, meaning that it's not bottle, seems to be correct when he sold it to be worshipped. Now this can't be understood literally, because we know machlokes, if he actually sold it to be destroyed or sold it to be worshipped, everyone would agree. Rather, sold to be destroyed must be referred to when he's selling it to a yid. Sold to be worshipped must be referred to when he's selling it to a guy. And we see machlokes is in that case as well. The Gemara said, no, it's not a good proof. The Braisa could mean that Rebbe says his view, it says that his view is accepted by the Rabbanon where it's sold to a Yid, meaning that they only argue when it's sold to a guy. In fact, Mar Brisa says, if a Yid bought silver scraps from a guy and then he realized that among these scraps is Avodah Zarah, if he did not yet give payment, he should give it back to the guy and have him be mevatel. If he already gave payment, he has to destroy it. We see from over here that selling to a Yid doesn't make it bottle. Now, if the Machloikis is even when it was sold to a Yid, the Brisa should be following, can be following the view of the Rabbanon. But if there's no Machloikis when it's sold to a Yid, who does the Brisa follow? And tomorrow, that case is different because the guy sold it thinking it's all scraps. He didn't realize that Avodah Zarah mixed in, and therefore he couldn't have made a bottle. Zoktamara Brisa says, if a guy gave the Avodah Zarah as a mashkin, or a ruin fell on top of it, or it was stolen by robbers, or the guy left it and went overseas, if he intends to return and get it in the future, like the war of Yahushua, we'll see what that means soon, it does not become bottle. Now, Zoktamara, all these cases are necessary to be taught, because if we'd only have the case of the loan, we would say over there it's not bottle because he didn't actually sell it, but when the ruin fell on top of it and he didn't dig it out, it surely becomes bottle. The Brisa therefore teaches that it's not bottle in that case either. If we don't only have the case, we would say, if we only have that case, we would say that it doesn't become bottle because he feels it's safely buried and he can get it whenever he wants, but when it's stolen and he didn't try to get it back, that it becomes bottle. If we only say that case, we would say that the owner says to himself, if the robber was a guy, he'll worship him. If he's a Jew, he'll sell to someone who will worship him. Therefore, he's not mevatlet. However, when he leaves it and goes overseas, the fact that he didn't take it with him shows that he's mevatlet. The Brisa therefore teaches that even in that case, it's not bottle. For example, what does it mean when he says, if he intends to return and get it in the future, like the war of Yahushua? What does that mean? Well, it means that if he intends to return, like the goyim of the war of Yahushua, who thought that they would win and return, and therefore they were not mevatlet their avodah zarah. For example, why does the Brisa use the war of the Yeshua as a point of comparison? Marcel thereby teaches another halacha, incidentally, as taught by Rabbi Yehuda named Rav, who says that if a yid stands up a brick to bow down to it, and before he does so, a guy comes along and bows down to it, the guy makes it asur, even though it doesn't belong to him. Rabbi Lazar explained, this can be learned from the pasuk that teaches that there were asherah trees in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Eretz Yisrael belonged to the Yidden when it was given to Avram. So how could a guy come and make a tree asur that didn't belong to him? Rather, the reason is that by worshipping the eagle, the Yidden showed that the avodah zarah was acceptable to them. The guy, therefore, would like consider to be their shluchim to worship the trees. Similarly, when a Yid stands up a brick, he shows that avodah zarah is acceptable to him. If the guy then goes ahead and bows down to it, he's doing his shlichus for the Yid, and therefore, even though it's not his, it would become asur. In fact, maybe the Yidden only found worshipping the eagle acceptable, but not other avodah zarah. Mar says the Yidden said Eile Lehecha Yisrael, written in the plural, to show that they were willing to worship many avodah zarah. In fact, tomorrow we should say that only the trees worshipped up to the time of the eagle are asur, but after that, when they did tshuva, should no longer become asur. Mar says, yeah, but it's impossible to know which ones worshipped before, which ones afterwards. Therefore, they're all asur. Zuck the next mission with regard to an Avodah Zarah whose worshippers abandoned it. If this happened during peaceful times, Avodah Zarah becomes mutter. If it happened during times of war, it's asur. With regard to pedestals that were set up along a king's path that should be put as Avodah Zarah on it when he passes by, they're mutter because Avodah Zarah is only put there for the king when the king passes by. Zuck and Rabbi Yomab Abba Nimrav said, the house of Nimrod, the tower that was built by the people of Darah Flaga, it's treated like an Avodah Zarah whose worshippers abandoned in times of peace, and therefore it's mutter. This is so even though when Hashem scattered them around, it was like a time of war. Still, since they could have returned, that it did not, it becomes bottle. The Mishnah then said, "Mesiyoy shel malachim arei elu mutaris." Rekmer, why they mutar just because they were only used when the king passes by? At that time, they're still used for avodah zarah. There should be aser. And from Rabbi Rachanan and Rabbi Yechanan said, the Mishnah is referring to a path that is not often taken by the king. The fact that he decides not to take that path, even though these pedestals are set up there, shows that they're not true avodah zarah items. The Mishnah says, when Ula came to Bavel, he sat on a damaged pedestal that had been used for avodah zarah. Yehuda said to him, Rav and Shmuel both said that a damaged pedestal is aser, and this is even according to the view that goyim do not worship broken pieces of avodah zarah. Ula said, Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish have both said that a damaged pedestal is mutter, and this is even according to the view that goyim do worship broken pieces of avodah zarah. Abraisa says, like Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish.